This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however it is you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling. Thank you for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, President Trump walked out of Walter Reed, hopped on to Marine One, flew back to the White House, and right away he got chastised. And the headline I'm looking at from the Associated Press says, and I quote, Trump, comma, still infectious, comma, back at White House, hyphen, without mask. What's wrong with that headline?
Well, who said he was still infectious?
That's right. And why would anybody in their right mind think if he was infectious, they'd let him out of the hospital?
The other piece is without mask. Okay, the very last thing that he did was he stood on the balcony, he took off his mask, he saluted the Marines in the pilots and whatnot on Marine One as they took off.
Yep.
Saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he spoke to a couple of people for a second or two after a salute, and then he walked into the building. Okay? How do you know he didn't turn the mask back on and put the mask back on? How
correct.
Do you know that?
Correct. That's so, correct. And, of course, there was a video that he made on that balcony, backed up to the balcony. I don't know if people realize that, but he was backed up to the balcony that was made somewhere in that time frame before he actually went inside and retired to the presidential headquarters, or, I mean, the home section there. But anyway,
it's very tiresome.
It is, and the mainstream media is not going to be held accountable for all these false reports. And this Jennifer Rubin, she should be fired and never allowed to work again ever at a newspaper for the comments she's putting out.
Yeah, the ones about defunding Walter Reed Medical Center.
As part of it, yep, yep. Yep, unbelievable. Man, the Dems are just going nuts over the president in his drive-by on Sunday. I mean, they're going, oh, he put the Secret Service at risk, and oh, my goodness, all these people, ah. Well, first of all, I saw two Secret Service agents in the car. I happen to know that that's part of their job. Where the president goes, they go, and if he's got malaria, they're going to go with them. It doesn't matter to them. That's what they do. That's what they sign on for. And there's so much fake news out of there. Well, the Secret Service said they were upset. No, they didn't. I didn't hear it from anybody. And I know people in the Secret Service, and so don't you. And the other thing is, well, this doctor said that, well, the doctors were... They couldn't even find the doctor because at the press conference at the hospital outside, the press said, oh, by the way, who's the doctor that objected to this? And the lead doctor up front said, wasn't any of us. I don't know what you're talking about. None of us. He looked around and said, was anybody? No. So that blew them out of the water. Fake news.
Well, what you have here is the press that is now challenging the credentials, the treatment of the president, which is really an outrage.
Sure.
You know, it's like I'd sure like to know when the members of the press got their own medical license and then beyond that started to be real practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to say it again. You have people in the medical field that are theorists, and you have people in the medical field that are practitioners.
Yep.
Now, doctors have opinions, and, you know, they all don't agree on the exact same thing. That is part of science. That is part of treatment. That is part of discourse. That's why if you go to Mayo Clinic and you go to Mayo Clinic for, you know, an illness called, you know, ABC.
Yep.
You have a team of doctors. You don't go there for one doctor and see one. You see a team. You see a cardiologist. You see a, you know, pulmonary. They assigned all these people to the case and they all collaborate. That's what medicine does. You go to a typical doctor's office, you know, locally, and you generally now you don't even see doctors anymore. You see a PA, a physician's assistant.
Right.
But if they come across something, they scratch the head, then they go back to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could ask them a question, and they go, haven't thought of that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're kind of like lawyers. There's all these different approaches that you have to a case,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we go to a doctor and they tell us ABC, and then we go, and then you go seek a second opinion? Why
yeah.
do we do that?
Yeah. yep. Yeah, well, you're exactly right. And, of course, you know, this thing about, well, we've got to defund Walter Reed and, well.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, and then they said, well, the doctors, even his own doctors, asked question what he was doing there. No, they didn't. They gave him permission to get in the car and go for the ride. Jeez.
Well,
oh.
You know, in the Secret Service, by the way,
yeah.
they would necessarily volunteer. They'd say, okay, who wants to drive the vehicle?
Sure. All right, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, the governor in Michigan is acting like she's the queen of Michigan. But, unfortunately, for her, the Supreme Court says otherwise. I'll tell you what.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And I'll tell you what, for a limited time, you can now save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They are a wellness products company, and they've got all kinds of goodies there. I happen to be taking what's called their fruits and veggie capsules, and if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Why don't you go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% on your order, or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and find out what it is that they can do to help you. Now, just start feeling better, just go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. Alrighty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got two callers on the line. One of them is our favorite question asker. So let's go to him first. Yes, Bagamon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing, Denise?
Not bad.
Anyway, wanted to ask for some clarification on a question I asked the other night, and I may have said it wrong, and that is if Trump were to get sick and either die or be incapacitated, what would the process be? In other words, would we have a new nomination, or would Vice President Pence be automatically go into
okay.
the election?
Okay, we can
and
answer that.
The second one is...
Okay, go ahead.
And the second one is, how are we doing, or what's the situation on the Supreme Court judge replacement? How's that coming along, and will that get in on time, do you think? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, he must have just woke up because I've been talking about this for the last 2 hours. Now, number one, okay, when it comes to the president, if he were to become incapacitated or, if God forbid, he died, the vice president becomes the president. It's that simple. And his name still stays on the ballot when it comes time for the election because they can't take it off. They've already got the ballots printed, right?
Correct.
Now, number two, I'll let you take that one.
Hold on here. It's very, very confusing on what happens if the president is either one, incapacitated or dies or, you know, whatever. Because the third in line is the Speaker of the House.
Yep.
But the third in line is the Speaker of the House also happens. It's based on an election, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the Speaker of the House isn't the permanent president.
Nope.
It's an interim president if something happens to the vice president that moved into that slot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then if, you know, there is a tie in the Electoral College, then it goes over to the House,
mm-hmm.
and one member, one delegate from each state,
correct,
then votes on who is president.
Yep.
If that is a tie, then it goes over to the Senate,
mm-hmm.
and they do the same thing.
Yep.
If that's a tie, then automatically the vice president is the president until mm-hmm. the very next election. And which, if, you know, if he's incapacitated, he could, when Trump, for instance, gets his health back and whatnot, I mean, this is just
hypothetical.
Yes, thank you. He could name Trump as his vice president.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, the second thing
Number
is Supreme
two,
Court.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's moving right along.
You bet.
The committee hearings is scheduled. I don't even really need
October 12th.
Hearing.
Yeah, they could go right to the floor and vote on it. Mm-hmm.
They could, but as you know, from the process, they're going to go to the committee, and by the time it goes to the full Senate floor, our three sequestered, quarantined senators would be unquarantined.
Yep. And Charlie Schumer yesterday said they're going to do everything they can to delay it by whatever means they have to do it. However,
they can't do it.
They don't own the football. Sorry.
Well, brace yourself.
Yeah, I know. I'm bracing myself. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. You got caller number two. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Thanks for my call. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Captain.
Morning.
I was wondering if I can make a comment regarding the defunding of Walter Reed. There's two types of things. You got the ignorant and you have the moronic. And what we're dealing with is moronic ignorance here.
Yes.
Walter Reed National Military Medical Center supports everything from Joint Air Station, Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, down to the Naval Weapons Station in Dahlgren, Virginia, mm-hmm. and all other subsidiaries and adjacent commands within the D.C. Metro area in Maryland and Virginia. That's the command that basically funds and runs and administrates, to a certain extent, the Armed Forces Research Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Their support, the Uniformed Services Medical School, which is on that campus.
Mm-hmm.
It also supports continuity of government for the entire D.C. metro area. They also support Office of the Attending Physician to Congress,
yep.
the White House, and all these other little, they augment all these other commands in the area to include Army now.
Yep.
Now, they also, the catchment area for the patient load is immense
yep.
for that medical center. So anyone who thinks that they should defund it is an absolute moron.
That's Jennifer Rubin, Washington Post.
Absolutely. They also support decontamination procedures and events should be required in the entire area.
Yep.
They would accept civilian patients in the event that the civilian EMS is overloaded. The Office of Personnel Management is what manages all civilian personnel
mm-hmm.
aboard that. So this defunding of Walter Reed National Medical Center is complete idiocy because mm-hmm. it does more for that community, just more for that community being where it is than any other facility in the entire area.
Yeah.
And the executive treatment unit, which takes care of the president and other dignitaries,
that
becomes essentially an oval office of command.
That's correct.
For the president when he is aboard.
All right.
Anyway. I can get wrong.
I get you, but two things. Let me establish something. Number one, you were a patient there, correct?
I was a patient there.
And you were stationed there.
Following my recovery, absolutely.
There you go.
Contingency planning.
So that's how you know. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, absolutely, 110%. Cool. Anyway, I just wanted to add my Nicholas Wertha free advice and command.
Thank you.
Yeah, roger that, sir. Simplify. Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay, now it's Eric and Seminole.
Well,
the other
fascinating thing is they have what is known as the Institute of Research, which is the largest biomedical research facility administered by the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
So when we send troops into crazy places where they may get the dengue fever or they may get, you know, some other kinds of, well, where do you think hydroxychloroquine came from the, you know,
right there.
80 years ago?
Right
exactly.
There. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have a lot of time to do this, and we're probably going to have to make a segment out of this almost every morning. The battle for America is on. The Democratic platform, which I'm studying right now because I'm going to be giving a speech on it, and you already are aware of this, 92 pages, it reads like the Communist Manifesto.
Manifesto.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad I was able to kind of turn you on to that because I think that document, which is, again, the Democrat platform, which was done at their convention, and then the other one, which is the agreement between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden.
The Biden plan.
Correct. You put those two documents together, and there's in 3 years, America will lose her complete standing in the United States, will become a third world country. We will have debt in the hundreds of trillions of dollars, irrespective of, you know, non-funded mandates.
Yep.
You won't believe what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they will pack the courts.
Mm-hmm.
We will have probably 1,000 people in the House of U.S. Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
You will expand statehood to places that
Puerto Rico,
and the District of Columbia, and they likely will bypass doing constitutional amendments in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, folks, we're going to talk more about this. And on Thursday night, I'm going to be at the Hillsborough County Republican Party, Republican Executive Committee. I'm going to be talking about this. I'm the keynote speaker that night. And if you want to see me, come on over there. I'll tell you where that's going to be. Meantime, Denise, have yourself a great day today playing tennis, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll be a happy camper knowing what she knows ahead of time. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he's headed home to sleep in his own bed. The president discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center and has returned to the White House to continue his fight against COVID. He'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's deemed in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Earlier Monday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany revealed she's tested positive for the coronavirus and will start the quarantine process immediately. Legendary Florida Florida State coach Bobby Bowden tested positive for COVID-19. A 90-year-old confirming the diagnosis on Monday. Two police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, were shot earlier Monday. According to a tweet from the ATF, we do know a 5-year veteran officer, Kevin Collins, did not survive, and a 20-year veteran officer, Rafe Isaac, being treated at a hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and we are going to be telling you that the Military Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, closest to you. Two locations. We'll tell you where they're at here in just a short bit. But the National Aviation Academy, check them out online, NAA.edu, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more... Statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. But in either case, I want you to think about taking a tour of the facility so you can see exactly what they have to offer. It's a great chance to find out what aviation maintenance techs do and how they're trained. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay. Now, you can also check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and tell them the captain sent you. Well, the U.S. and Russia has agreed to hold a round of nuclear arms control talks in Finland's capital, Helsinki, next Monday to follow up negotiations in Austria this summer. Now, the office of the Finnish president, Sauli Niinistö, said in a brief statement that the round of discussions on strategic stability and nuclear weapons between the U.S. and Russia, which began in Vienna, will continue in Helsinki on Monday. We'll see where that goes. Maybe there's some promising news to come out of that yet. Don't know. Now, officials are warily watching our adversaries like Russia, Iran, and North Korea for any type of exploitive movement on their part, with the president having his COVID-19 treatment and whatnot. They're in some security circles, some would think there could be a danger to U.S. national security, but I'm here to tell you that I don't believe that's the case. Now, senators have promised from the Senate Armed Services Committee, the chairman and a ranking member, said they were encouraged by the accountability and commitment to change they saw from Fort Hood's new senior commander following a visit to the Central Texas installation. And they promised a new command climate at Fort Hood within the next 90 days. Well, I certainly hope so. By the way, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper signed a 10-year U.S. military cooperation deal with Morocco. The United States and Morocco signed an accord that aims to strengthen the military cooperation and the North African Kingdom's military readiness over the next decade. Morocco, of course, is one of our allies in the region. Small country, but they still wield a big stick. And what could China do to hit back at the U.S. if we launched a drone attack on them? Well, China's most effective response to a U.S. drone attack could be to hit back at the unmanned vehicle's base and destroy the entire fleet. This has been suggested by a Chinese military analyst, said that after a report that a recent U.S. drone exercise in the South China Sea might have been directly aimed at China. Now, Guam's governor announced that the island had reached a sobering point of 50 coronavirus deaths the day after signing an executive order relaxing more pandemic restrictions. But 50, even though it's 50 too many, is way below anything else I've heard anywhere else in the region, so they seem to be doing pretty good. Now, the plan to pull U.S. troops from Germany under the fire of Capitol Hill has drawn the ire of the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, who expressed strong distaste for the Pentagon's plan to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Germany in keeping with the president's order. Now, they're not going very far. They're being reassigned, reallocated. Some are going to Poland. Some may be going to France. Some may be going to Spain. Some may be going to Italy. Some may be going to the Middle East. Don't know. By the way, military officials, Air Force One, Marine One, the crews who flew the president to get his COVID tests and all that, they sanitized Air Force One. They sanitized Marine One after each mission, during the mission as well, using the COVID-19 testing protocols. And nobody on the crew has tested positive yet. So very lucky there, but I'm sure they were all taking the proper precautions on their end too. Now, the Pentagon has begun to shift the focus on irregular warfare away from the specific counterterrorism missions of the last two decades and towards a broader effort that includes information warfare and gray zone operations. This according to a top special operations officer. And military.com is reporting the defense secretary, and several members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff attended an event at the White House this past Sunday, a week ago, days before President Donald Trump and his wife and a top aide tested positive for the illness caused by the novel coronavirus. Now, so far, they're all negative. They've all tested negative because they all had tests themselves. By the way, the national security experts are not surprised that the Department of Defense is conducting business as usual. Basically, the military's been unaffected while our adversaries watch us and we watch them. And the Office of Personnel Management said that federal agencies have been instructed to stop all planned diversity and inclusion training, which includes all materials reviewed and approved by the Office of Personnel Management, according to an October 2nd memo issued by Dennis Dean Kirk, the OPM Assistant Director for Employee Services. Now, after surviving some of the bloodiest battles in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, some of our veterans now are having problems with their paperwork, getting their claims taken care of and having things done that needs to be done. You know, that's gone on for so long, I don't even know how to address the problem anymore. Everybody that I know in every era, including my father, had issues with the VA trying to get their ratings certified or lowered or raised or whatever the situation might happen to be, or getting accepted for the disabilities they had, the percentage of disability and all that. That's just a normal occurrence, it seems to be, for the VA. But I thought it was getting easier. But according to the reports I'm seeing, it may not be getting easier at all. Because with everybody having to do things pretty much by computer or one at a time by calling in and scheduling appointments and maintaining social distancing and all that stuff, it may be just as hard or harder now than it was before to get problems that you had resolved with the VA resolved. Now, the Pentagon, again, Special Operations Forces, sees its contribution to the great power competition fighter tomorrow much differently than the past two decades of counterterrorism operations. They are preparing for future conflicts in a totally different way than the way it used to be done. And I'll be back with more and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get that $100 cash today. Well, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're up in New York. 9 zip codes have pretty much been shut down, except for essential businesses, the schools, the businesses, everything. We're hearing some really bleak messages coming out from the business people saying, that's it, we're done, we can't open our business again, there's not enough money to keep us going.
Yeah, I wouldn't open up either. I mean, I move. I'd go to U-Haul and I'd pack up the family and I'd move. If the city and the state are not going to allow you to make a living, then you're going to just have to go to where the food is. It's like an old Sam Kinison skit back from the 1980s, and it was talking about sending money to people starving in Africa. He said, don't send them money, send them U-Hauls and move them to where the food is. If they're not going to allow you to work, they're going to continue to shut down, you're going to have to leave. It is what it is at this point in time. I mean, this COVID thing is nonsense. I have my radio show, but I also do a podcast, and on my podcast, I can obviously get a lot more irreverent than I can on radio.
Yep.
And yesterday on my program, I went ballistic. I said, people, you gotta stop. Enough is enough with this fear of COVID. And you know, turns out later on in the day, president comes out, he says the exact same thing. You gotta stop living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna lock yourself in your house the rest of your life, hoping that there's gonna be some sort of cure. Have at it. I mean, if you've got one of the comorbidities, okay, fine. Protect yourself, but at least get out and about. It has to stop.
Yep.
You know, the state of Florida is doing a phenomenal job. Texas is doing a great job. These red states are doing a great job. People are living their lives. Okay, enough is enough. There's this constant fear of COVID. Okay, this is something you can survive from. You can come back from.
Yes.
It is not a death sentence.
Nope.
All right, wake up, America, for crying out loud. I mean, we're killing this country right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the battle for America is on right now. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Listen, as a country, we're just soft. We are. And it's been going on for a while. You got a lot of people, like I said, they're just soft, been living in fear. Is going back to giving kids participation trophies for just playing a sport rather than having the winners out there. It's a lot of things out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people like, you know, groveling around and being afraid. And I asked myself the question, I said, if we were actually had to take on, had to have a situation where there was a world war, we'd lose at this point in time. I don't believe that we'd win. I don't think that we could mobilize the country the way we could in the past. I just think there's just too many people out there that are soft and just living in fear.
Well, the president walked out of Walter Reed yesterday, hopped on Marine One, flew back to the White House, and he vowed to return to the campaign trail soon. I can tell you that on October the 8th, Operation MAGA will be in full swing. Three different events going on that day with three different groups of surrogates. We'll have Panama City, Florida, with Donald Trump Jr. We'll have Naples with former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi and the governor from South Dakota, Ms. Noem, and also Corey Lewandowski will be down there, and then we'll have Vice President Mike Pence out in Boulder City, Nevada, with an event out there, all three on the same day in different areas.
It's all well and good. They're going to have to obviously get out there and hit the campaign trail. I'm not really sure where the polls are coming down right now with the various different sampling and where the president is. I didn't watch, Joe Biden's town hall yesterday. I wasn't about ready to waste my time.
Me neither.
Probably threw him a ton of softballs. So, it was probably just to be as expected, to make it easy on him as
it was an infomercial from what I was told. There was a news story that said watch the Biden infomercial.
Right now, I mean, I'm telling you right now that the betting markets as far as presidential election and Wall Street right now is basically assuming a Biden win. One of the reasons why the markets were up yesterday, obviously, the president coming out, but it's also they're feeling that there's not going to be a situation where there's going to be a contested election after November 3rd. And they're happy about that because they don't want to have that going in. They want a repeat of 2000. And also the fact that, again, they think that if Biden wins and there's a blue wave coming in, that there's going to be a massive amount of government spending, and that will be a short-term, steroid to the stock market to some degree.
Well,
long term, it's going to be painful because again, this is money you're going to have.
There's a blue wave coming, but it's not a Democratic blue wave. It's all the police support that's going to vote against these Democrats. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to be monumental. And here's the other thing. Right now, the polls are showing that black support for Donald Trump is 10 to 15% higher than it was in 2016. And the Latino support is anywhere from 15 to 20% higher than it was in 2016. Those are good signs for President Trump as he continues to trog on here through the campaign.
No, I agree. I think that those are good signs. And again, you can look back to 2016 and you can see the polls at that point in time.
We're at the same point right now.
Well, close. I think it was 11% Hillary to the upside rather than 14% that they say Biden has now at this point in time. So we shall see.
Yeah, and Trump is 2% percentage points higher than what he was the last time around, so we'll see. And apparently Biden was the gaffe machine yesterday. He goofed his words several times and didn't answer a couple of questions during his thing. I just had a listener, and good morning to Christine in Sarasota, chime in and tell me that. Okay, let's get a little financial here. Southwest Airlines avoided further furloughs and layoffs of their people, at least through the end of the year, by getting the employees to agree to take less money to keep their jobs.
I mean, how could they not? I mean, no, people are barely working. Listen, I've got friends, I've got clients that are work for the airlines, pilots, and what have you, and many of them have just, you know, they're still getting paid. They're getting paid a lot less, but they still haven't gone back to work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just reduced schedules out there. And again, it's just fear. Everybody's living in fear. Quarantines where, you fly to Florida, you got to come back, you got to quarantine for 14 days. You know, I was supposed to go down, this weekend, down, my anniversary is going to take my wife down, but we didn't want to deal with the hassle of having the New York State government chase us around and say, hey, where are you, you got to come home, you got to quarantine, and I can't coach my kids when I get back and all this stuff. So, yeah, it's hurting. It's hurting, the travel industry. It's hurting the airline industry. And, you know, all of it has to stop at some point in time. Again, if I was Trump, I'd be all over that at this point in time. So these quarantines where if you're traveling here and there, they have to stop.
Well, I think that's coming soon. By the way, have you heard of a company called Dollar Tree?
It's been around for a while, yes.
Yeah, well, they said they're going to hire more than 25,000 people for the 2020 holiday season.
It's interesting. Again, you know, I didn't realize that they were in that much of a need for workers. A holiday, see, Dollar Tree, I think that was more of a discount store more than a holiday shopping store. But some interesting numbers, out there. And, again, I think moving forward, we're going to see, coming into the holiday season, you're going to see most certainly a shakeup in many companies out there. It's unfortunate, but I think a lot of bigger companies out there are going to start, you're going to start seeing some layoffs. They've been, keeping their people on as long as they can, but, you see Disney, what's happening. I think it was close to 7,000 workers in the state of Florida are getting laid off.
Mm-hmm.
They could only hold on for so long.
And the president is still going to participate in the October 15th presidential debate down in Miami. They're going to be a little further apart probably down there. And by the way, the president is not infectious at this point. They would never have let him out of the hospital if he was, so he'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, so they just check the viral load. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to figure out.
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. So stay low up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, and he's up in New York City, outside New York and Long Island, where he lives up there. And I'll be back with more. And Ron Edwards, too, so don't go nowhere. We're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.